What really got me started and interested in home renovations and flip flops that actually do their stuff was my homes. Do you remember my homes? Homes on Homes is a show dedicated to making it right. After renovation, we were doing that poorly or done as home renovation last year. My homes was camera crew would walk into someone's house, camera is lit. He would complain about the renovation work, the original building work, and would take his name and his stigma and business on the work that he did. But we do what he did, and we make sure that it's right. Every show needs a hero. Homes on Homes, it was my home. He was the hero. For a long time, he was the hero of HGTV. Almost in a sense, the savior of homeowners. It really made you feel like that when you watched the first 10 minutes of the show. Their world was a mess. Everything was flipped upside down in my homes. Walked in. Heard the option of when Tim came in, they were walking through the essentially, the temple was the house of God. At first, it was made of dead material, gently and carefully moved from one location to another by the Jewish community. Then, a temple, Solomon's work, was built as the house of God, which was majestic. It was built with fury. And this incredible thing happened. You mean Jesus, God of the Bible, was directly dark for 3 hours, and the sun did not shine. The earth shook violently, and the tombs surrounding Jerusalem burst open. You always forget that. And the curtain that separated the Holy from Holies in the temple, this magnificent temple, was split from the top to the bottom. Jesus made an immediate way to the kingdom. No longer were God's people tied to a brick and stone and wood building, but the temple, the dwelling place of the Spirit of God, became His people. We, His people, would be His temple. The First Corinthians 12:27. Paul talking to the Corinthian church states, "You are the body of Christ. Each one of you is a part of it." Paul also tells the church in Ephesus that the church is not a peripheral to the world. The world is a peripheral to the church. The church is Christ's body in which He speaks. Which is everything. This building that we have to be blessed with by God is one of the things that drew me here originally the masterful architecture. Everyone was filled with awe at the many wonders signs performed by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything. Acts of the book is not prescriptive, but descriptive, meaning it prescribes, doesn't prescribe what we have. It reflects for us what could possibly be, which could be part of what we do today. helps them see what is happening in Christ here in this church. The areas we look to give us grace to are other areas of this group that were general realities of what the very young church is doing. This whole prayer of rest is intended to be gracious, give us both the general and specific. And in so doing, gives us a vision into how God has renovated and continues to renovate this church. The church is more than making. The renovation is massive. Consider where the people of God have come from. Consider what this Jewish community that has become Christian has begun following the monumental shift from the sacrificial system, the Levitical system, from the temple mount, the ceremonial cleaning rituals, and traditional laws and expectations. So much of this sacrificial system, bring your lambs and your calves, your doves and your chickens, your wheat offerings, and your wine offerings. The shift is monumental. The shift doesn't happen overnight, but it is still monumental. Jesus says, what does this look like? Well, Acts 2:42-47 is the general reality of the early church. What does it look like when it is put in place to set up all of the Levitical system? It's here the verses 42 and 44, and this gives us three basic realities of the inner workings of the church. This shows us what the renovation looks like. It's a bare bones prayer, down to the foundation. The first is devotion. Renovation looks like devotion. Devotion is teaching and discipleship. And this isn't such a specific conservatory. You wouldn't think that it feels like a significant conservatory. Because the Jewish community were going to church, they were going to synagogue, and they would do the reading of the word. They would teach the word. The rabbi would teach them what could be true. It's coming into place and reflects an opportunity in terms of refuge to pray. I think that merits a bit of a shock for many of us walking to a Christian family. For so many, devotion to fellowship with one another is significant too. Being together and ministering to one another with fellowship. Gender and background, a truth or to the truth. But culture is opposite to what has been known to the church, what has been known to the truth. It goes perfect here, the preaching of the word, so I'm teaching that it is a purified washing of covenant and faith given. Because somebody can walk in here with a ball kind of ball and with tall shoes. I could stand up here and preach with a little jacket on. My first experience in this church on Sunday morning was sitting over here. And I looked at the corner of that tall shoe from the teacher. I thought, this is the place for me. Because he's making it evident, and the people in the congregation are making it evident that every word is welcome. Comes from God. It's clear. It's self-correct. It's more than just sitting at it. More than sitting in a pew next to one of the next to story of the entire universe, everything that we know, moves out of here, and we are telling us that we are free in Christ. We have to say that. Let me tell you, this is something that has changed my life. I can't approach the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I can't approach God. To you. You see the renovation work of his church? They had to go to a priest. They couldn't go into the Holy of Holies, but Jesus died in that courtyard from the top, from the heavens to the floor. And we have access to the Holy of Holies. The church was in awe of the work of God to be a part of it. I think it's worth it. Once I was in the Spirit, and there before me was a throne in heaven with someone sitting on it, and the one who sat there had the appearance of jasper and ruby, a rainbow of fire that emerald and purple display. Surrounding the throne were 24 other thrones, and seated on the throne were 24 angels. They were dressed in white, clothed in gold. Flashes of lightning, rumbling and peals of thunder. In front of the throne, seven lamps were blazing, not lit, blazing. Their eyes shall be the seven spirits of God. Also, in front of the throne, there was what looked like a sea of fire, a sea of crystal. In the center, around the throne were four living creatures, and they were covered with eyes and sight. And the first living creature was like a lion, the second was like a holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. The resurrection of their Savior, our Savior, is what they have in common. As a church, we have Jesus Christ among us. There are many people that I would never love to put you in this place. I want to learn from it. I want to pray from it. People in this room that you would never have for their forgiveness, if it weren't for the commonality of Jesus Christ of grace. Think of that. So many of you grew up in the church. Some of you were baptized as infants in this church. Think of the little thing that you just said to you to one another. It's not the organ. It's not the pulpit. It's not the coffee after service. It's not the pastor and the preaching and the music. It's Jesus. Jesus is what we should be talking about. It's what we can all celebrate together. Come here every Sunday. The renovation of what you saw as a temple worship to what the church became in this temple. It all took the reign of Jerusalem. The world. The are you in the process of a great renovation? The greatest renovation you will ever experience. Is your heart being renovated? Is it being torn apart to put back together piece by piece? Or something that is too much to run into? Do I have a relationship with you? Thank you. people are always going to be gracious to your vision and not